but mine. No belief for but mine. Well, if I don't read, my soul will be lost. Yeah. And that's nobody's fault, oh, but mine. Well, as I got a Bible in my home, I got a Bible in my home. If I don't read, my soul will be lost. Mm-hmm. And it's nobody's fault but mine. Now my mother taught me how to pray. My mother taught me how to pray. Yeah. I don't pray, my soul will be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. Jesus taught me what to do. And Buddha taught me what to do. If I don't do right, my soul will be lost. Nobody's fault but mine. I don't blame nobody.
Nobody's fault but mine. Good evening, Raglan and the World Wide Web. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Fourth World. I'm Louis. I'm going to be taking you through to about 10 o'clock. Sorry, 10:30. It's been a minute. I've been away off out into the big wide world for a little bit. But I'm back. And if you have listened to the show before, you know what it's all about, but if not, it's difficult to explain. I'll try and be snappy. On the Fourth World, I tend to try to bring you the sort of more obscure music from the fringes of a genre or a place or a time or a style. The things you normally wouldn't classically hear on the radio. Although tonight's show, I have to admit, is maybe one of the more accessible shows, potentially, just in terms of who I'm playing. There's some more well-known artists on here. Not that I'm trying to be obscure, generally. Generally, I'm just trying to create a little microcosm of a musical world, which it's a hopefully bring you new songs that you've never heard before. But tonight there's songs from Talk Talk, that was Rai Kuda just playing then. There's a Neil Young cover. We've got Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Cat Power. There's a few more well known names on tonight's show. So that's the Fourth World. As I said, I'm Louis, and normally I go through to around about 10:30, give or take. Sometimes I like to stretch it out. Tonight's show, I've listed a few names that I'm going to be playing, but tonight's show is, if you're wondering, is something of a blue hue. That's my description for it. It's not really a sky blue or electric blue or navy blue. It's more of a grey blue, blue of a distant storm that never quite breaks, that sort of thing. Grey blue of a dismal, quietly mournful sort of day. Not a sky blue. I don't like that. It's something like an ode to love lost, or an ode to death, or an ode to the mistakes and the letdowns and the disappointments of life, and an ode to the sweetness of sadness, something like that. I mean, why do we humans enjoy misery so, you know? Tell me that. I have no idea. But anyway, moving right along. So that's the flavour of tonight's show. If that's what you feel like, then stay tuned. If you feel like banging beats or good time boogie, then keep tuned in, and you'll probably calm down a bit and somber up. We started off with a track by Julia Reedy, who is an Australian based. Where's my notes? She's Australian born, sort of experimental guitarist based, but she's based in Berlin since 2014. Very experimental stuff, quite abstract. Check her out, worth a look. That was a track called Jafai. I don't know what that's referencing. It may be obvious, and maybe I'm being quite simple here, but you can tell me if you know. It might be a musical term. I'm not really versed in music. If you don't know, if you've never tuned in, I'm just an enthusiastic lover of music who's willing to dig into the plethora, into the dirt, to find these little morsels, these little nuggets for you. That was from her album Beholder from 2018. And then after that was a track by a guy called Rai Kuda called Nobody's Fault But Mine. which was actually a cover of a Blind Willie Johnson song. Blind Willie is a classic, legendary bluegrass, blues, proto-blues sort of fellow. Yeah, that was off Ry Cooder's Prodigal Son album from 2018. If you don't know, Ry Cooder's an American musician, songwriter, record producer and writer, man of many talents. He's also a film scored, quite a few film scores, and been nominated for a bunch of Grammy Awards, everything from children's music to Latin pop. He's played with a buttload of very famous musicians, very famous blues musicians, musicians from all around the world. He's kind of cited as being the guy who played a big part in bringing the Buena Vista Social Club together, or those that group of musicians, and I guess calling them that, or creating that sort of phenomena. He produced that album, which was then made into a film by Wim Wenders, and the rest is history. But he's played with the likes of Ali Whakatua and, you know, a lot of famous blues musicians. His music with Ali Whakatua I really like, so check that out if you got a moment. You know, he's been ranked in the top 100 greatest guitarists and all that stuff. Either way, I just like that song. I like the atmospheric sounds in the background. Not your typical blues tune or take on blues. Right, without further ado, let's get some music playing, eh? Because that's what we're all about here. I'm going to play you a track, a song by Talk Talk, and I'll tell you a little bit about them afterwards, but let's just play this song. It's called The Rainbow, off their album called The Spirit of Eden.
Thank you. The world is turning. I hope it don't turn away. The world's turning. I hope it don't turn.
Joan as Policewoman with On the Beach off her album Cover 2. And that was from 2020. And that was obviously a cover of Neil Young off his album of the same name, On the Beach, from 1974. Amazing. It's a wonderful album. It's probably big call, but probably my favourite Neil Young album. Many, many good songs, and especially that title track. The Neil Young version is just stunning, and it shows that someone else can cover it and make it so beautiful as well. And it has some of my favourite lines in it too, like, "Though my problems are meaningless, doesn't make them go away." Really like that. It resonates with me, because yes, my problems are meaningless, but hey, doesn't make them go away. So Joan is Policewoman. I've played her before. If you're interested, I'll tell you a couple of things about her. Her name's Joan Wasser. She's American singer-songwriter. She is classically trained violin player, and she's played for many different artists and in many different bands. I won't bore you with the names. You find that out. But she's quite famous. I mean, it's a little bit like gossipy, I guess. But anyway, it's part of the history. She is famous for being together with Jeff Buckley when he accidentally drowned in the Mississippi River in Memphis, Tennessee, which was actually on my birthday, 29th of May. Can't remember the year. But I was very young. He was 30 and walked into the Mississippi River with his clothes on, swam into the river and never came back. Very sad story. So much talent. So that is Joan is Policewoman. She's great. The last album she did was with the late, great Tony Allen, who is a drummer from Nigeria. Correct me if I'm wrong, pretty sure Nigeria, famous for drumming with Fela Kuti and kind of creating that phenomena that is Afrobeat. Wonderful stuff. But yeah, check out that album. Yeah, wonderful album. Before that, we had Talk Talk with The Rainbow off their album Spirit of Eden, which was from 1988. I was 3 years old then. And my golly, what subtle, atmospheric, beautiful music. And I find I really love Talk Talk. I love their music, but I also just love the sort of their story and their sentiment and in the fact that they had the opportunity, but they eschewed it, the chance, eschewed, like that word. They eschewed the chance for commercial fame and money and glory, and just stuck true to their integrity, their musical artistic integrity, and developed from, you know, a sort of new romantic kind of music, which, you know, was great in itself, but their evolution through to the very subtle, very, in my mind, complex, beautiful, stunning music that they made later on in that band is really something to behold. So yeah, do check out their album Spirit of Eden. Beautiful stuff. And yeah, any of their albums, really cool. Alright, on with the music. If you don't know, this is The Fourth World. I'm Louis. This is Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. If you happen to be driving in the dark in your car and you're listening and you think you heard the song or the music and you think that's interesting, that's, I want to keep listening, then you can stream live on raglanradio.com. I always upload the recordings as well, so you can find this show and many others. This is my 20th show, if you're wondering. You can find 19 previous shows on the website raglanradio.com. Just as always, just look for the aged chimpanzee astronaut in the fourth world and you'll find it all there. Have a look. The key thing is that the playlists that I make for these shows, the Spotify playlists, are all there linked. That's more important because you don't want to listen to me blabbering on. You just want to hear the music, and so by all means, ignore the show recordings and just head straight for the playlists. That would be my recommendation. All right, okay, music. So we have, I'm going to play a song by a guy called Blake Mills. As I said before, I'll talk about him after, but this is a track called Money is the One True God off his album Mutable Set. This is Blake Mills, and you're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. Thank you.
without wealth.
Yeah, money. Money is the one.
cynical delivery. Sweet darling, shake your ketchup on a soul. Sweet darling, shame, we're no need for. Need for understanding in time will pass on. Be treated in pure loving in time will pass on. But one time to lose, one time to win. As long as we're willing, one time to love, one time to leave. As long as we believe. Thank you.
And that was Sweet Darling Pain by Melanie Di Biasio, sorry. And that was off her 2014 album called No Deal. She's a Belgian singer, flutist actually, flautist, and composer. Makes beautiful jazz, blues, jazz music, I guess. So yes, check her out. Sweet Darling Pain. Before that was a track called Money Is the One True God by Blake Mills. Whether you believe that or not, I mean, obviously it's tongue-in-cheek kind of storytelling, symbolic, whatever. But yeah, beautiful song. Just, to me, personally, exquisite tone and space and production qualities and yeah, just lovely. And that was off his album Mutable Set from 2020. He's an American songwriter, guitarist, composer, and actually quite an illustrious producer. Outside of solo stuff, he's produced a bunch of albums. The people who he's produced that kind of that I like and interest me are some people such as Perfume Genius, Moses Sumney, Laura Marling, Cass McCombs, Ways Blood, and he's even produced a Bob Dylan album, apparently. I have not heard that album, but I shall be checking it out. He's a wonderful producer, as you can tell by that song. Up next, I'm going to play a song which is a very... I'm going to treat you guys. I'm going to give you a little song, a little long song, which is actually out of the confines of the antidote to our lack of attention span series that I have running. And if you can't tell by that very descriptive title, that is my series of shows which I am sprinkling throughout my my show. Throughout the weeks where I play songs that are around about minimum 10 minutes. I just want to explore the long format and what can be eked out and developed and evolved in a song that's longer than 3 minutes, or 10 minutes in this case. But you know, the sort of pop music standard is 3 minutes, and that's fine. But I think there's much more to be had out of a song, one single song. And I don't know why we can listen to two or three songs and keep our attention span, but not one song that evolves. I feel like there's some sort of outcome of modern life. You know, people used to go to operas or orchestras and sit there and, you know, these were sort of long, drawn-out pieces of music. All right, that is going to be next week, though, because next week I think I will do an installment number 3 of my antidote to our lack of attention span. But tonight is its own show, but I'm treating you to a long song. It's 17 minutes long. Bear with me. There is quite a lot of... Quite a big wall of sort of improvised noise in the middle there, but you know, just let it wash over you if you're not used to that sort of thing. You know, maybe I'm sure maybe one, two, three listeners are experienced with walls of improvised experimental noise, but anyway, let it wash over you if you're not, because I feel like the payoff at the end is worth it when it empties out and comes back around. There's that sort of release that you get, which is lovely. And it is a track called Cop Shoot Cop by Spiritualized, which I'll chat to you about them after the song. This is Cop Shoot Cop by Spiritualized, and you're listening to The Fourth World on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. That was Cop Shoot Cop by Spiritualized. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. Well done to you if you managed to make it through that epic 17-minute journey through the storm and out the other side. I don't know if you agree with me, but I think that storm is worth riding for that payoff at the end. That was off their album Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space from 1997. And if you don't know, Spiritualized are an English band. They were formed in 1990 by a man called Jason Pierce, who was formerly of a band called Spaceman 3, which I know nothing about, to be absolutely straight with you. So they're a popular 90s, they're a bit of a cult 90s band. That was off their cult sort of album. Interesting little fact. Actually, Dr. John, if you know Dr. John, then you'll be interested in that. But he played backing vocals and piano on that track. Dr. John is don't know how you'd describe Dr. John. Blues man, sort of, from New Orleans, I think. So that's an interesting little snippet there for you. Let's move on. We have a few more tracks for you. We got a bit of Cat Power, we got a bit of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and then we'll finish off with a nice little one from Yola Tingo. So this next one is called Moonshiner by Cat Power. We're getting a little bit more obviously sort of blues twang here, but not majorly twang, but you'll see what I mean. Cat Power doesn't really need any introduction. So I won't give you one. This is Moonshiner, Cat Power. You're listening to Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM on your dial. You'll find us at raglancommunityradio.com or raglanradio.com. And as I always say, you'll find recordings of all these shows there too, and along with the playlists. Just look for the Fourth Wheeled. You'll find us there. Find me there. It's just me. Okay, on with this tune. This is Cat Power with Moonshiner.
I go. Cat and a cool Girl I ever had. Can't remember anything at all.
And that was Higgs Boson Blues by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds off their 2013 album Push the Sky Away. Beautiful. Beautiful stuff. Some may say, maybe it's too obvious, but no. Had to play it. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. If you don't know them, well, that's a shame. You should go out and listen to them, because they have about 18 studio albums of pure gold. Obviously, there's some nuggets of coal in with the gold, but you know, coal is of value also. So, you take those together. Yes, wonderful band. And before that was a track called Moonshiner by Cat Power off her 1998 album Moonpicks. Yeah, again, another sort of big name in certain circles. Check her out. Chan Marshall is her real name. She's American, singer-songwriter. Doesn't need, like I said before, doesn't really need an introduction. Go and listen to some of her music. She has some beautiful stuff. This brings us to another end. Brings us to the end of another show. And it seems that my words are eluding me, so I won't talk too much, because I tend to do that. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. As I said earlier, there's been a blue hue, blue sort of tinge throughout the show, which hopefully you enjoyed. Hopefully it appealed to the sort of like sad, the place inside of you that sort of finds some pleasure out of pain or sadness or something. Obviously not too sad. beautiful at the same time. Next week, always will be different. It's always different. If you listen to the show more than once, then you'll know that every week is a new fourth wheel spin on a new thing. So do tune in. I'm toying with the idea of doing the third installment of the antidote to our lack of attention span, which is long format songs, 10 minutes minimum, try to. We'll see. There's so much musical worlds out there to explore, so you'll just have to tune in and find out. My name is Louis, and this is The Fourth World. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'll be back next week. I've had a big break. I had maybe 3 weeks off, so but I'm back into it now, so you can rely on me to be fairly unreliable. But no, I will be back next week and for the next however many weeks, indefinitely. So tune in. I'm going to leave you with a little song by a band called Yo Latengo. It's called Getting Lost. It's off an album called They Shoot, We Score, which sort of, the title says it all. It's songs that they've had on films. This band has contributed to a few different films, and that album was a compilation of those songs. And this particular song, Getting Lost, is off a movie called Old Joy, which I haven't actually seen, and I kind of want to. It's it stars a very famous country singer. I'm gonna have to look that up. My brain is completely frozen. Bonnie Prince Billy is one of his musical names, and his real name is it's eluding me. Will Oldham. There we go. Will Oldham. So he's a very famous cult figure in the sort of like alt country revival, whatever, folky, whatever you want to call it, music scene. Apparently a very good film, one of the finest American films of the year, according to somebody. I'm not sure what year that was. 2006. I'm blathering on now. Anyway, thanks for listening. Tune in next week. As always, onwards and upwards. Good night. This is Yo Latengo with Getting Lost. That's not Yo Latengo. Yo Latengo song is much nicer. Nice little finish for the show. This is Yo Latengo with Getting Lost. Thank you.